This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the NDA's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following the party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi last evening. He said all constituent parties of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other parliamentary board members, attended the meeting. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. The Prime Minister further expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be in an inspiring vice president. The Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's vice presidential candidate. The Prime Minister made a strong push for vocal for local and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi yesterday.
Sabhi deshvasiyon se aagrah karunga, Bharat mein bane saman par hum bharosa kare. Bharatiya hain, to Bharat mein bana hi khareede. Ab tyoharon ka season chal raha hai. अपनों के साथ अपने लोकल उत्पादकों की खुशियां बांटें आप तय करें गिफ्ट वही देना है जो भारत में बना हो
The Election Commission of India has uploaded the list of 65 lakh voters whose names were removed from the Bihar draft electoral roll published on the 1st of August after the special intensive revision SIR exercise. The list of voters whose names were included in the Bihar voter list till 2025 but are not included in the draft roll have been uploaded on the official website of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Bihar. The Bihar CEO office in its notice says that the BLOs, with the help of booth-level agents appointed by political parties, other local public representatives and other officials have prepared the list of voters whose enumeration slips have not been received. The notice further says any dissatisfied person can submit their claim along with a copy of their Aadhaar card. Chinese Foreign Minister, member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese foreign minister will hold the 24th round of the special representatives' talks on the India-China boundary question with India's special representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. In Maharashtra, heavy rain continued to lash Mumbai, Konkan and Ghat areas for the third consecutive day. A red alert has been issued in Konkan, Mumbai metropolitan region and Ghat areas of the western Maharashtra for the next 12 hours. In football, East Bengal and Diamond Harbour FC booked their places in the Durand Cup 2025 semi-finals with big quarter-final wins yesterday. East Bengal defeated arch-rivals Mohun Bagan Super Giant 2-1 at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan in Kolkata. Reigning world champion and two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has officially booked his place in the 2025 Diamond League final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.